As we offer our love and gratitude to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and the great cosmic being known to us as Mighty Cosmos, we ask the mightiest blessing possible to go forth and carry to them, in the name of all mankind, our love and gratitude for all that their love and their life has done for the earth and all upon it, and all that it is yet to do. And so as we send them our love and gratitude, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to open the way and bring into all outer physical conditions the mightiest power possible of their love and their victory over all in this world. Beloved ones of God's heart, let us enter in tonight to the deeper understanding and full conscious use of the authority and power of that love from the heart of creation, whose sacred fire must descend into the physical conditions of this world if help is to come to that which is of the light, and that light allowed to expand and fulfill the great divine plan as life intends. In the service which it is my privilege to render, I would ask your cooperation tonight in your calls for the release of dispensations from the great central sun that bring into all physical activities of your land the mighty assistance of the sacred fire and cosmic light from the heart of creation, necessary to more powerfully energize and hold invincible all that is constructive. And then, if you will call for the power of my two secret rays to be anchored in and around everyone under this radiation, to hold the guard for all that brings freedom to America. And then, for the anchorage of these two secret rays in and around all throughout the world that is turning at this time and reaching to God for assistance to both stand against the destructive forces and to release into them the power that consumes them. The two secret rays that come under my direction, mankind know very little about. And that knowledge is what the mighty Saint Germain has released over the last 14 or 15 years. My secret rays are a service which I direct for the assistance of mankind, but which must work in conscious cooperation with a cyclic action of the cosmic law that is sweeping throughout the whole system of worlds. But you who consciously call for the dispensations from the great central sun to be given, which draw the power of these two secret rays into your individual assistance to the nation, then there can come many channels of assistance to you, which otherwise might be years yet entering into the physical conditions of this land. And while you must be as firm as steel against the encroaching accumulation of discord, yet as you call forth the secret powers from the great central sun into all physical conditions of your land for the defense of the people of the light and all that is of the light. Throughout America and the world, many things can be revealed and many channels can have charged into them powers of assistance of which mankind know absolutely nothing. And tonight, I ask you, will you tell me how many of mankind know what powers are within the great central sun? How many of mankind have conscious knowledge of or are aware of the secret powers of the great central sun? Now, I am offering you this explanation that if in your authority of life, which is your call to your mighty I Am presence, you set into action the call for these secret powers to come to your defense and the defense of the nation of the light, for the defense of all that is of the light throughout the world, much can come forth in channels that are secret to the outer world, but not secret to those of the ascended host who are your guardians, who are guarding the destiny of your nation, and who are the guardians of all that is constructive throughout the earth. And if you love your country, you will step this into action as soon as possible. I remind you again, call your beloved I Am presence first and recognize it as your mighty I Am presence in the great central sun. For the I Am presence is one throughout creation. Therefore, when you call for the dispensations of the secret powers of the sacred fire from the great central sun to be drawn into all physical conditions, transcendent things can be brought into physical activity in a very short time. The separating process is already in action. There are those who are trying to hold to the light as they understand it, to the constructive way of life, with all they are in hand, whether they be I Am students or not. And there are those who are deliberately defying the cosmic law of good. And the segregation must go on, for the hour of decision approaches. And those of you who will, with fierce determination, move into action the secret powers from the great central sun and the dispensations that bring those secret powers into physical action will have much to be grateful for, and you will see much change take place that I'm sure will delight you greatly and lift your hearts with great courage and gratitude for the privilege of using these powers for the mass of mankind's freedom. If you will call the great central sun's powers, invincible powers, of my two secret rays into your outer physical condition, into your outer physical use, it will bring you much strength and power, and your victory will move into outer conditions more quickly to your own great freedom and victory over all that opposes you or tries to. These powers from the great central sun that mankind cannot control must be called into physical conditions and release their action in ways that mankind do not understand and do not even know are acting. Because I assure you, not all the destructive forces on the earth can use the secret powers of the great central sun or of my two secret rays that I have offered for the freedom of the earth. These are the powers from the octaves of light, from the great central sun, over which none of mankind have any control, except it be by your love offered to that great source, the mighty I Am presence. And those secret powers called into physical action for the defense of everything that is of the light throughout the world. Then you may understand many things that have been a sealed book to mankind through the ages. These secret powers that come from the heights of perfection come through the release of the dispensations for which you call. On those dispensations, set those powers into action to control the action in physical channels and hold the constructive way of life victorious. And it would be well for each of you to give some conscious recognition to my two secret rays, enfolding yourselves, those you hold near and dear, and that which is near and dear in your country to those who love freedom. And now I would ask you to also call these into action around all your blessed ones in the national defense. For if your national defense is to defend your nation, then may I say the defense, the national defense, needs our defense. And if you knew what I know, you would agree with me. Thank you, beloved ones. Fail not to set these into action quickly, and let us see what we can do by the 1st of February. I would appreciate every call you can give. If you choose to call these two secret rays and speak of them as my two secret rays, for they are my direct responsibility, which I have drawn from the great central sun in the direction of those secret powers with which none of mankind can interfere. And I would greatly appreciate your recognition and use of them around yourselves for the freedom of your nation and the defense of the light throughout the earth. Now, these two secret rays of which I speak are the full cosmic action and power of the unfed flame. In what you have heard the messenger say is the power of the 3x3. Further than that, I care not to elucidate just now. I would rather you would call these two secret rays into action and watch their results and learn by your own use of them, what power they reveal, and what their dominion is over the physical conditions of this world. There are infinite powers of the sacred fire from the great central sun, and there is an ever-expanding release of their action to the earth. But mankind can only understand them as they love them into outer action and use them for the perfection of the world. Then there are no secrets anywhere in the universe. If that which is held guarded within the heart of life, the great central sun, is to be drawn into physical conditions of this world, then the illumination concerning those powers is given to mankind by those of us whose province it is to reveal these secret powers to those who will use them. Then they will understand them. But there is no use giving to mankind knowledge far beyond their comprehension when they have not used already the marvelous assistance that has already been flooded to them and offered to them for the freedom of all life. But those of you who are sincerely determined that your nation shall be free, I will assist in every way possible. And the secret powers of the great central sun can be drawn forth through the sacred fire and miracle love for which you have called, and set into action to accomplish what that sacred fire alone can do. So I would appreciate all the momentum you can build in the use of this through your decrees as soon as possible. And when outer world conditions seem chaotic until mankind hardly know what is right and what is wrong to do under certain circumstances, call to the great central sun for the secret powers of the sacred fire's illumination that makes no mistake and moves into those conditions. That sacred fire that strengthens all that is right and dissolves and stops that which is wrong. You see, these secret powers of the sacred fire have within them a certain discriminating action that knows ahead of time where to go and what to do to produce perfection. If you will call the invincible eternal protection of my two secret rays in and about you all and all that is of God within your government, and then demand the great central sun's secret powers that hold God's invincible freedom in full possession and control of your land, it will hasten greatly the release of certain forces from your nation under which you are all struggling. I wish you to understand that in the use of these two secret rays, there comes a most heavenly peace and the sense of an immovable power that simply fills everything and controls. A power against which nothing destructive can stand. You call for the secret powers from the great central sun to come in everywhere in your nation and save your nation. And you can call them within and around yourselves. Then there comes into action many ways and means from our octave that mankind has never beheld and can never oppose. call for the secret powers of the great central sun to protect those in your national defense, and by the mightiest sacred fire, compel the purification that saves those in the national defense and saves them for the defense of the light of the world. They need your help, beloved ones, against not only the destructive forces of the rest of the world, but the destructive forces that have crept within those channels that should be your protection. Come to their assistance, my loved ones, with these calls that I give you tonight, and you will never have cause to regret it. And those blessed ones that are trapped by the war creation of the world will ever be grateful for your assistance to them when these other forces seem to temporarily have control. Call for the secret powers, all the secret powers, from the great central sun to come in and control all in your national defense. And you will have a defense of the freedom of your nation. This nation must have more assistance from the powers of light, the powers of the sacred fire, that mankind themselves cannot control or release except through these calls that we have given you. So each one of you, when you understand and render this service and hold the harmony within yourselves, is as valuable as a million the people of the outer world, so far as the protection of your land is concerned. Every one of you is infinitely valuable to us, because without the call, these secret powers do not act in the physical affairs of mankind. But with the call, assistance without limit can be drawn into outer conditions that are for the blessing, I mean to all protection of that which is constructive, for the blessing of the whole world. When mankind understands that they have bound themselves in the darkness in which they cannot see, then chaos and destruction and confusion is the only thing that surrounds them. But when you call to the heart of all manifestation, the heart of the central sun, to release the secret powers of the sacred fire in and around all that needs protection, all that is of the light, then there comes forth the most amazing assistance to all that is constructive, that will bring into outer physical channels many things that mankind as yet have never used, but which can be used for the protection of all that is of the light everywhere in the world. And will you always remember that everything in these dispensations that is drawn into outer action through those dispensations is the activity of a love so great that mankind does not comprehend all that it means to life. Within that tremendous power of the sacred fire comes a love to the earth that consumes the hatred that has produced the hordes of darkness. You, the people of the light, as you call these two secret rays that come under my direction into all outer conditions for the defense of the world, for the defense of the light, for the defense of those under this radiation, as you call this into outer action, that love from the heart of the universe blazes its light on that which is of the shadows, ceases to be. I am offering this to you tonight because the hordes of darkness think they have accomplished certain ends. And I would like your assistance to disillusion them as soon as possible. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? This will have a twofold effect upon you as individuals as well as upon the world. It will both protect and expand the light within you and the light within life everywhere in the world. It will protect that which is constructive and expand the light which is within it, which means that it will force back into itself the destruction of the hordes of darkness, and that must be shut off because its expanding power will go on until you do shut it off. So try to live within the conscious awareness of these two secret rays that I shall pour forth without limit. Every time you call, there shall come another expansion of the power of those two secret rays. And then in addition to that, as you call, the great central suns, secret powers of the sacred fire of eternal love, into everything around you, be not concerned about its results. Pour it forth and let it reveal to you that which you shall behold, and beholding you will understand. And if you care to use my two secret rays as a mantle of the sacred fire about you, it will keep you more steadily aware of my assistance and my action in physical conditions for the defense of that which is of the light. So, blessed ones, I thank you with all my heart for this privilege tonight. And as you call this power into outer action, surge it forth, surge it forth, surge it forth. I'm through this. Demand the annihilation of that which is not the perfection of the light for eternity in this world. And you will find us many times nearer than you dream and closer than hands and feet. We will be as near to you as your own heart's flame as you call this power into outer action. And those of you who are entrusted with this opportunity, if I were you, I would be silent about it except to give your decrees and use it. Give no explanation to the outer world. Go on and use the power and let its momentum in your affairs reveal the mastery which it brings you, and let the outer world wait for the explanation until the defense of the light has taken its dominion forever. And I plead with you with all you are and have, Use these two secret rays and the secret powers from the great central sun of the sacred fire that is always invincible protection about all in the national defense. So you have the defense of the light from the heart of creation, and its fiery love offers its help to that which is trying to hold to the constructive way of life at this time. And there are limitless legions of beings who can come to your assistance and draw these dispensations into outer action and hold that power expanding until the defense of the light rules the world. And that which has been of the hordes of the shadows is drawn within. Mighty Astrea's cosmic circle of blue flame and removed from the universe forever. So my loved ones, if you will accept the mantle of my love, within it will always abide with you my two secret rays and the secret powers from the great central sun will begin to reveal themselves to you for use, and only by use will they grow and expand and give to you their blessings. You may remember some of the words I have spoken tonight, but your real appreciation of the help we offer will be determined by the use that you make of these two secret rays and the other secret powers of the sacred fire from the great central sun, which you draw into your physical conditions and the world about you. Your understanding will be determined by the amount of use that you make of this which we have offered. So I clothe you in the mantle of our love, and may the power of the two secret rays that reveal the action of the unfed flame ever abide within you and around you and give you their boundless gifts and powers and blessings and protection without limit, that you may go forth invincible and draw these powers into outer action for the defense of the world, for the defense of the light, for the defense of all under this radiation, and for the protection of those in your national defense. I leave you to the enjoyment of this perfection which love alone can give, and the world must have if the hordes of the shadows are to be removed from life. And since the destiny of America is the freedom of the ascended host, then the hordes of the shadows must be removed from your land. And as America's light expands these secret powers from the great central sun, will you find the hordes of the shadows of the rest of the world removed forever. Ever abide within the love and the help and the power we offer, and we shall ever bring you greater and greater and greater blessings for the mighty victory that must come to the earth and set it free forever. Your beloved Saint Germain, the blessed Jesus, beloved Godfrey, ever stand waiting to give you more as you use and use and use this, which opens the door to the boundless powers that will bless you forever. I commend you to the freedom and the love and the gratitude that shall flow to you from the hearts of the ascended host as they remove the hordes of the shadows and mankind come home into the light and the love of eternity takes the place of that which has cast a shadow upon God's world of love that must forever remain the perfection of life. Thank you, and may the legions of the angelic host ever draw about you these greater and greater and greater powers as you use them for the freedom and defense of the light throughout the earth. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved mighty cosmos, thank you for your love and your gift tonight. Thank you for your power released. And may our use of your two secret rays and the secret powers of the sacred fire from the great central sun become a very practical way of life for those under this radiation to stand against the shadows and expand the light till those shadows can no longer appear. To the brothers, the golden rope, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible power, a mighty cosmos, two secret rays, such invincible power of the great central suns, secret powers of the sacred fire, that love surges forward and forever compels perfection in outer action wherever we abide for the defense of the world, for the defense of the light, and the defense of all under this radiation for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with whatever powers, secret powers of that sacred fire from the great central sun that brings that miracle love into all physical conditions and forever possesses and rules with full power. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. And to you, beloved Cosmos, our love and gratitude forever for your love to the earth and those two secret rays that take us forward to freedom and will not let the shadows live anywhere. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call to your heart's flame as never before to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into its distress the secret powers from the great central sun, of that sacred fire whose love can never fail, a mighty cosmos, two secret rays, we ask the descent of that power everywhere around us and into all things, wherever we abide, till it takes its dominion here for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it with the one mighty stroke of such fiery love from the great central sun, and the secret powers of that fiery love, and beloved mighty cosmos, two secret rays, that they go forth and enfold everybody and everything in the world for the defense of the light for the defense of those who carry the light, for the defense of the freedom of all upon the earth, and for the defense of the earth itself against that which is of the shadows. And may those of this radiation be held in the heart of that light whose love is forever in full control. And to all who govern the power of the great crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer hands and use of those on this radiation, expanded without limit to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command, compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's love, our gratitude, our adoration and unconditional obedience, and our call for all the dispensations that bring from the heart of the central sun all the fiery love necessary to set the earth free. Mighty beloved cosmos, two secret rays, hold us sealed within the heart of the unfed flame in the power of the 3x3, and render your service through us as soon as possible.